Like a golf clap. Today's a good day to give our good God praise. Amen? Amen. Appreciate the Lord this morning. Didn't have to, but he died on the cross. Didn't have to, but he got out of that grave. And just appreciate the things that the Lord didn't have to do. That's a good title for a sermon. Some things that the Lord didn't have to do. And so good to see you here this morning, Calvary Baptist Church, Powder Springs. I want to welcome everyone watching on Facebook as well. We do not take you for granted. Thank you so much for joining in with us this morning. This is our graduation service here at Calvary, and we are so very thankful that we have three that are graduating, and what a blessing that is. To have our young people go all the way. You say, well, there's no alternative. They have to. And you're right. You're right. But some of us growing up didn't go all the way in school. And I didn't in high school. I told Lily the other day, I said, you passed me up. I said, I dropped out in ninth grade. I said, you've gone further than I have in school. Of course, after I got saved, I went back and finished my education, went on to seminary. But at any rate, I just appreciate our young people, and I appreciate the parents of our young people. Appreciate our house parents at Calvary Children's Home, and all that you do. That's where our graduates are coming from this year, and we just praise the Lord for you. And all that you do. But this morning I want to mention a few things, and then we'll hand it back to Brother Allen. Good to see Miss Cece, Brother Chuck with us this morning. And got a card here from the Prestridges. Miss Cece says, Chuck and I cannot put into words how much all your cards, text messages, calls, prayers, delicious food, and love. Our CBC ladies and family have given us the best we can say is thank you. We know we are loved and so very blessed. God led us here. We love all of you and are forever grateful, Chuck and Cece. And we are so very blessed to have you guys and what you mean to the church and to me personally and my family. Let's continue to remember Bobby McClendon as his blood count is low, and they tried to get that up. He, want to say that I'm not going to quote anything anymore, but I do believe he had a doctor's appointment this week, and so hopefully there's some better news to tell that it's getting where it should be. Continue to remember Miss Dawn. She's here this morning, but she did have surgery. A week or so ago, and so let's remember her recovery process. Brother Tim Ledford, good to see Brother Tim in the house. And of course, he was out due to surgery, and looks like he's doing good. He's sitting vertical, and that's good news. Got some good news this past week, Brother Larry Bennett. His doctor's report went very well. The doctors feel like they got all the cancer out of his thyroid gland they removed. And so we praise the Lord for that. Amen. And Brother Larry and Kristen is up seeing his mother this weekend. And so remembering them in their traveling mercies. and safety for them. Miss Connie Norton is still recovering with heart issues. She's at home. But let's continue to remember her and the path that the doctors has her on. Let's remember the Palmers and Brother Leonard, his eye, and Miss Claudia, which is with us this morning too. Let's remember her and her lungs. All right. Well, as we always do, we have a lengthy prayer list. The Lord knows all about them, and so we're going to leave all of these requests with Him. I do want to say that we will be honoring our graduates. We have one with us this morning, and so we're going to honor him this morning. Of course, we'll call all three names out, but we're going to continue graduation Sunday tonight as we have our Sunday nights plus services downstairs on Sunday nights. We have another graduation style message, and I'll be sharing with everyone, and so we'll continue the graduation ceremony even then tonight with refreshments. So make plans being with us then. That'll be a great time. CLU at 3 o'clock today. That's Calvary Ladies Union. Remember that. It's going to be a very special one, as it is each third Sunday of every month, but just a little different this time. So the ladies are looking forward to that. And also one last thing, or two things. Next Sunday night, there will be no service. This is because of Memorial Day weekend, and several have said that they're not going to be here, and so me and my family, we're not going to be here that morning and that night. Of course, tonight, no service, but we're going to be out of town, so only next Sunday morning service there will be, and I've asked Brother Alan Clayton to preach that service, so remember that. And then the last thing, on Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday, we're having a big youth event right here in the sanctuary. Has everybody got their antennas up? 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. We have been doing 7 o'clock since the foundations of the earth on Wednesday nights. 6 o'clock, Wednesday night. Not this Wednesday, next Wednesday, that is the 31st. We're having a group come up, youth group from Mobile, Alabama. I talked to Pastor Keith from Floyd Road, which just had back surgery. And they also just got a new youth man. And so, and his name is Justin. And so they're going to be with us. We'll all get to meet Justin at the same time. And just have a really good time, not to mention ice cream afterwards. So anybody with a sweet tooth, come on and stay through the service with us. All right. You glad you're here this morning? Say amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for who you are and for what you do, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for visiting me this morning and making yourself real, making yourself known, God. I know you are in charge, Lord. I pray today, Lord, that we will give you our very best. I pray that you would minister to hearts. We pray for every life, every person, every situation, every need on this prayer list, Lord. We thank you for those you've touched. We thank you, Lord, for those you brought back to church that have been sick, Father. And we thank you for our visitors this morning. I pray that you would have the preeminence in this service, first place in our singing, our preaching, our fellowshipping. And by the time we leave, I pray we'll be different. Be better, and Lord, be closer to you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Brother Harold, you had something you want to share? Moments when we pray, we'll ask the Lord to be in that situation. The Lord knows all about it. He knows what is needed. And Brother Harold has been, he's been such a trooper down through the years. He's here every time he can be. Brother Snyder always said, if You want to see somebody who is faithful. It's a man of faith. And we're thankful. We're thankful for you, Brother Harold. And again, a few minutes, we'll pray about that situation. But if you have a hymnal, turn to page number 120, choir stand, church stand, and let's sing about the victory that we have in Jesus. Page 120. Today at 4 o'clock is COU, so please be here at 4, ladies. I'm sorry, it's 3, isn't it? 3 o'clock, COU. I'm an hour ahead of myself. I better be behind, I guess, isn't it? COU at 3, choir practice is at 4. That's where we come up with the 4 o'clock. COU, ladies, at 3, choir practice at 4, or soon to follow the COU meeting, all right? So please be here for that if you can. Of course, 5 o'clock is our service downstairs in the fellowship hall. A little bit of a continuation of the graduation this morning, as Brother Justin said, and we look forward to that. So please be here, ladies, if you can today at 3, and get choir practice at 4, service at 5. Again, next Sunday morning, we will have Sunday school. Everything will be on schedule as far as the morning service goes. And I ask, if you will, please come, and not because I'm preaching, but I would sure like to see you. I know it's vacation time. I know a lot of folks are traveling. A lot of folks are going to be gone. And I pray the pastor and his lovely bride and family have a great, great time. I know it's a much-needed rest. But please come and be here next Sunday morning if you can. I'll do my very best to get you out of here before the crowd gets out there for lunch, all right? And I'm very excited about the opportunity. So if you'll pray for me this week, I truly appreciate it. I want to try my best to bring the message that the Lord will give us for next Sunday morning. Then next Sunday evening, no service. Enjoy some time. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, I believe is what that is as well. But you be here next Sunday morning if you can, and we would love to see you, love to have you. Let's go to the Lord again in a word of prayer. Let's remember Brother Harold in prayer, of course, this morning, as well as all the other prayer requests. And I pray the Lord would just speak to our hearts this morning. Just speak to us. Lord, that'd be our prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be in your house this morning. Some would love to be here and can't be. God, for those, we pray a special prayer for them. I pray that you touch them both physically and spiritually. Thank you, Lord, for the avenue of Facebook to where folks can go online and listen and watch the service live. Lord, we thank you for that. I pray that you'd encourage those that can't be here. And God, I pray this morning that you would just touch our hearts. Lord, our pastor has been given a message from heaven this morning from you. And Lord, may we be open to receive what you have for us. That when we leave this place, we'll be able to say it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord. Now, Lord, you've heard all the prayer requests, but especially Brother Harold. Lord, I bring him before you this morning. You know exactly what is needed. Lord, I know he has struggled with his health. Lord, I know he wants to be here every time the doors are open. But, Lord, sometimes we're just unable to do that. But, God, I pray a special blessing upon him. Be with the doctors and guide them. Lord, I pray that the test results would come back positive. Lord, in his favor. And, God, I pray that you'd show him favor. Lord, thank you for his faithfulness down through the years. He's been an example to us. Lord, we thank you for it. God, again, for all these that are here this morning that have gone through surgeries, Lord, we praise you and thank you that they're able to be here this morning. Lord, you're an awesome God. Lord, I pray that you just continue to be with us. Accept our worship and our praise today. Now, bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. You know what is needed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled. It's all about his precious blood that saves me from my sin. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we can be born again. It's about the soul that was born.
Again, it's so good to be here this morning, and so good to have graduation Sunday from start to finish. Before we mention our graduates' names, I want to say it's good to see Brother Michael Bendy with us this morning. Good to have you, brother. It's been a little while, hadn't it? And good having you this morning. But, all right. This morning we have three graduates, and our first, this will be, of course, class of 2023, Preston Pike, Hillgrove High School. We are very, very proud of Preston and accomplishing this great thing called school. But should be seeing Preston tonight, and so we will have his for him gift from the church tonight. And but then we have Matthew Mitchell, Hillgrove High School. Matthew, would you please come forward and receive your gift from the church? Appreciate you, man. We're so proud of you, buddy. You're welcome. Absolutely, man. You're welcome. Proud of Matthew and accomplishing, again, all 12 grades and going all the way. What a blessing that is. Very proud of Matthew. And, of course, we have Santi Piotr. And she is graduating from Allatoona High School. And so we have hers with us, a gift from the church, just to say we're proud of you. And congratulations, hers along with Preston's, we'll keep for a little later. Let's give a round of applause for these three this morning. We are so very proud of them. Our young people are challenged with things that we didn't have to challenge with years ago growing up. I know back in the 80s, the challenges have become more great now than they were back then. And even those that are older than me would say the very same thing about the time frame you came up and grew up. And so to see our young people excel and graduate and move on and forge ahead in life is just a tremendous blessing and a reflection upon the parents. So we appreciate you. All right, this morning, if you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, follow me, if you would, to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. The Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, also known as Words of the Preacher. So Solomon, being the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes, last Sunday on Mother's Day, Sunday morning, we preached an expositional style message, line upon line, talking about Hannah and Hannah's house, and we stayed within that story. But this morning we have a topical style message, and we're going to visit different places. This chapter, Ecclesiastes 3, is just going to be our starting point. While you're turning to Ecclesiastes 3, or if you're already there, in just a moment, we're going to read verse number 1 through 8. And our text verse will be verse 4. But I do want to say this as we begin, that this morning I want to share some things with you from God's Word, of course, on the occasion of graduation. But the things this morning that I'm going to share isn't just for graduates, but there are things for all of us, things that we all can glean. I will say and be very honest this morning that the things that I'm going to mention, I'm still learning and I'm still challenged with myself on a daily basis. I haven't graduated yet, these things I'm going to mention, but I am a student of the learning curve I'm on. And I feel that we all, the things I'll mention this morning, are challenged and are still learning these certain things. But I do believe the things that I'm going to mention are essential for everyday life as we all forge ahead and try to better ourselves and accomplish God's will while we're on earth. So, Brother Justin, you say, well, what are these things you're going to share? Well, the three R's of life. The three R's of life is what I want to share with you this morning. These three R's, they're essential things, again, to everyday life. And I did a little different this time on my backdrop. I went ahead and gave you all 3 points. Just for reference sake. Don't know if this is going to be the start of a PowerPoint type deal or not, but this is going to do it for this Sunday morning. If you would, follow along in verse number 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. And in verse number 4, when we call your attention back to it, we'll find our first R. But for chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. That's reading Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse 1 down through verse number 8. And as we said a moment ago, that verse number 4 is going to be our text verse as we start the message. But as we notice in these verses, there's a time for everything. And there are definite seasons in life where we experience a whole lot. If you do your own studying during your time of studying, I would encourage you to go through and look at all these different times. There's big messages during certain seasons and times of life. But in verse number 4, the first R is rejoice. The three R's of life, the first R has to do with rejoicing. Notice what he says in verse 4. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Notice the word dance. That word dance means to skip about. It means to skip about wildly or for joy. So this verse is telling us that there are times in life where it's suitable to dance. It's suitable to dance. In this verse, in its entirety, we have two things taking place. Number one, we have the funeral. And number two, we have the wedding scene. As pertaining to funerals, the Bible says there's a time to weep. Notice the next phrase, the next line. He says, a time to mourn. And we do our weeping, we do our mourning at funerals. But also in this verse, there's the wedding scene. He says in that first line, a time to laugh and a time to dance. And so the writer is giving a contrast of different times in life. Different seasons that we go through. There's the funeral home seasons of life where there may be funerals you attend, but they're just times of weeping and mourning. You may be going to a funeral or you may just be experiencing a season of weeping and mourning, the funeral seasons of life. It just feels like there's death and there's sorrow. There's weeping and mourning. Those seasons of life I don't enjoy, do you? A lot of things happen during those times. You learn about yourself and you learn hopefully more about the Lord during the funeral seasons of life. All through the Bible you'll find that there's weeping and mourning. Just Wednesday night we preached on the lesson of a severed ear, talking about Malchus, whom Peter took his ear off. And we learned that Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and it was a time of heaviness. It was a time when the Son of God was getting ready to go to the cross, and he was betrayed by Judas, and he told Peter to keep his sword up, but he used it, and things were just not going as planned according to the instructions he gave Peter and the disciples with the sword, yet he pressed on, and it did go according as planned, and he died on the cross. So there are times in life where we weep and we mourn, but glory be to God this morning, there are times in life where we laugh and it's okay to dance. David danced before the Lord. There are times in life where there are times of heaviness and weeping and mourning. And then there are those times in life that are suitable for laughing and for dancing. These are the wedding times of life. And I want to say this morning on the occasion of graduation, this is a time to dance. It's a time to skip about. Skip to Malou, my darling. Y'all remember that? Believe it or not, growing up, I could skip a long way. Depending on how happy I get now, I could still skip a long way. And I want to tell you, I personally have, and I know you have too, experienced a lot of dark seasons in life. And when those bright seasons in life come about, when those wedding times come about, so to speak, the times of laughing and dancing, I tell you what, I sure like to skip. Because they're few and far in between. This morning, if you have been in a dark season and now you're going through a bright season, it's okay to celebrate. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to enjoy it. Don't feel guilty about enjoying a good experience. Sometimes in life it's dark, and sometimes in life it's light. And this morning it's light. The occasion is gladness. The occasion is graduation. And again, we are so very proud of those who have graduated. And it's a time to dance. It's a time to laugh. It's a good time. I tell you, one occasion I will be dancing and skipping and jumping is when my daughter graduates high school. You may see me do a front flip over this pulpit. Like one of them Ninja Turtles. Listen, we go through enough hardship, don't we? We go through enough troubles and we go through enough trials. When something good comes along, celebrate. Celebrate. I mean, listen, if you're happy and you know it, let your face express it. If you're happy and you know it and your face is here to show it, what does it say? Clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and whatever else it says, stomp your feet, stomp my feet, clap my hands, wave my hands. Listen, it's a happy time this morning. Do you know if the young people who are dropping out of school and becoming statistics and who really even getting involved with this world and nightlife, and some of them die at an early age because of it? What a blessing we have graduates this morning. And if you're here and there's some good times, good things going on in your life, rear back and celebrate. Because I guarantee you, the dark days are coming again. They're right around the corner. You better celebrate now while you can. And so the first R of life, I would have to say, has to do with rejoicing. Rejoicing. So there's occasions in life where we weep. There's occasions in life where we dance. And so I say, cut a rug. We preached the last chapel service at Grace the other Wednesday. And I told the young people that. I said, cut a rug. And most of them were like, huh? Cut a rug? Skip about, dance, do it so intensely that you cut out the carpet you're standing on. Cut a rug. This morning, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice. That's the first R in life, and that's something I'm still learning. This is something that I'm still challenged with. Myself is to recognize God's goodness and don't focus on all the bad in life. And so rejoice. Number two, not only the three R's of life has to do with rejoicing, but recognizing. Recognizing. You say, what do you mean recognizing? Well, those who've graduated will most likely move on and potentially go to college, seek out a career. And you'll be faced with challenges, as at any age you will be. But the recognize R has to do with dilemmas. Dilemmas. Meaning dilemmas from your past. When you begin to move forward and go to college and beyond that meet a spouse and start to form a family after marriage and all the rest of it, you will encounter problems and difficulties. But I want you to recognize dilemmas in the future from your past circumstances. What do you mean? I'm not trying to confuse anybody. To this point, graduates, Matthew that's here, and others who know what I'm talking about, to this point in your life, you have encountered difficulty. You have faced things that you did not think that you could get through. But yet you got through it. You found a way through it. You had no other source to turn to but Jesus, and you asked God for help. You developed a deeper relationship with Him. You got through it. Maybe at the time you didn't think you were going to make it through it. Maybe at the time you asked yourself, and this goes for all of us, maybe at the time you asked yourself, Lord, why am I going through this dark time? Why am I going through this stage of weeping and mourning? Why are the challenges so big and fierce like they are? Maybe you didn't understand it at the time. All you were doing, you were in the dark and you were fighting your way through, calling on God for help, and you made it. You didn't recognize it at the time, but you made it through it. My challenge to you is, while you forge for your way forward in this world and you're challenged with circumstances, recognize the ones you accomplished in the past. Recognize what they are and remember that you overcame them in the past and use that experience to press through. So the first R, or the second R, has to do with recognize. Recognize dilemmas from your past, those difficult times where you thought you wouldn't make it through, but you did. Future problems will come, but use past experience to get you through. But there's a second thing to recognize, and I want to mention not only dilemmas from your past, but days of uncertainty. We're not promised tomorrow. Young people, you're not promised tomorrow. Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. The days of tomorrow are uncertain. We're not promised tomorrow, and because of that, if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, make your heavenly reservation now. Young people, if you don't know, if you died today, heaven to be your home, make that for sure today. You say, well, I'm young, I'll have forever. No, the Bible doesn't promise forever down here. You're not promised tomorrow. So I'll ask everyone this morning, where will you be 100 years from now? You will either be in heaven or you'll be in a place called hell. But the plan of salvation is open and it is given. It is for everyone to accept today. And I pray if you do not know for sure heaven to be your home, I pray that today you will make that a sure thing. Days of uncertainty, recognize that as you move ahead that you're not promised every day. Make heaven your home. Love your family while you got them. Love your family while you got them. You just do not know what a day may bring forth. We turn the news on every day, and someone else has been shot and killed. But the other day, I was watching the news, and I heard it was a insurance commercial come on, and lady said most car accidents happen either from going from home to work or home to church, and sometimes my mind goes to a bad place and I have to bring myself in, and I think, my goodness, that'd be terrible for my family, for Christy to get in a car accident on the way to work, for us to get in a car accident, or one of us on the way to church, and it'd be tragic. You say, why are you thinking like that? Because my mind's not saved. My heart is. And I love my family. But you know what? It'll do us all good to think like that. Because accidents can happen at any time. There can be tragedies at any time, whether by gunfire or an auto accident on our very street. Not long ago, the street we live off of, Sweetwater Church Road, there was it's a bad intersection. It's at Bryson Lake Community Subdivision, in this side road going on the opposite side of the road, and people, they just zip in and out without looking. There's accidents all the time, but the other day there was an accident and the car was flipped over, and then we came back a day later and there was a cross where that car was. I mean, you know what that means. And not too long after that, from taking Lily to school one morning, I was coming down Brownsville Road, crossing over Pine Valley, doing all that road construction. God only knows what they're doing right there. But there was a motorcyclist laying on his back on the road looking straight up. I mean, didn't know if he was alive or dead. Christy said, well, did he make it? I said, I don't know. If we don't see a cross, he made it. You see, I think one of the biggest lies of the devil is you will always have a tomorrow. You will always have a tomorrow to get saved. You'll always have tomorrow to make things right with your family. You'll always have a tomorrow. We are not promised tomorrow. Love your family while you got them. Listen, you went to church 999,000 times the same way and not a fender bender. But you make sure you kiss your spouse before, if y'all drive separately, me make sure you kiss your spouse the next time y'all go to church. Or before someone leaves to go to work, and maybe the very last time. You say, I didn't come to church to think like this. Well, that's what preachers are supposed to do, is preach the word, preach the truth. Amen. Recognize the times, the days of uncertainty. We're not promised tomorrow. Make your heavenly reservation now. Love your family while you got them, and then do all you can while you can. Do all you can while you can. Stinnett Ballou, he's in heaven now, but I have heard him say, do all you can while you can, so that when you can't, there'll be no reservations or no disappointments. Just do all you can while you can. Recognize the days of uncertainty. Recognize dilemmas from your past when you began to move forward. Use those experiences to get through. So the second R this morning is recognize. First R is rejoice. Then I want to say there's a third R, and that is rest. Turn to Philippians chapter number 4 for a moment. Philippians 4. And if you need a main verse for my second point, you can put Proverbs 27 verse 1. And Philippians 4:13. But rest. Anybody make those noises? Any adults? Is there any adults whose children ask, what's wrong, Mom and Dad? Because you go out this a lot. We're learning how to rest. You know, doctors have proven that that helps with anxiety. And even getting a paper bag, or sometimes I'll have my handkerchief to wipe my head with, but I'll carry one sometimes during the week, and sometimes I'll just put it over my mouth when anxiety levels get a little high, and I'll take a deep breath and I'll hold it over my mouth and exhale through that handkerchief, because it allows my lungs, it puts a little pressure to help my lungs expand and open up. That helps. So, one thing that I'm learning how to do is to rest. And I think it'd do us all good this morning to learn how to rest, not just rest physically, but rest spiritually and mentally, rest in the Lord. I've been saved, and I know, listen, some of you have been saved 120 years, I know, and praise the Lord for it. But I've been saved for 20 years, and I feel like I haven't even scratched the surface on the Word of God and what it can do for me and others. I mean, I'm learning for 20 years, I'm learning about how to rest in Jesus. And in Philippians chapter number 4, notice verse number 6, be careful for nothing. Okay. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse 7 is the actual resting part, but verse number 6 is the challenge. It says, be careful for nothing. The word careful means anxious. Hold on, Lord. Hold on, Paul. You don't understand what we're up against in 2023. Trying to be responsible Christians and parents and spouses and making sure bills are paid on time, making sure you got the money to pay the bills, and trying to raise children. And Lord, you just don't understand. Oh, he understands. That's why we have it here to read, where he says, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. The Lord understands so much that he moved on the heart of Paul through the Holy Spirit to write this down. Because at the end of the day, what are you going to do? You're going to carry your load to bed, or you're going to leave your load with the Lord. Be anxious for nothing. Carefree. He says, now listen to this. It's not just the act of being careful for nothing All right, Lord, I'm just going to be careful for nothing. Okay, it's also coupled with something. Because you might be careful for nothing for a little while, but unless you're doing something proactive to couple with that, it's not going to last. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So it's being careful for nothing. It's casting your care on the Lord, but also it's going to Him in prayer. And sometimes it's all done at the same time. It's not just saying, okay, Lord, I trust you. But no, it is getting on your knees. It's having an atmosphere of prayer. It's calling on God. It's asking God to help you through this situation. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He said, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. You know, I think about Adam and Eve in the garden. And it was that one tree that the Lord said, don't eat from. Because in the day that you eat, you'll surely die. They had all those other trees to eat from. And I think about my life sometimes, if I'm not careful, I will think about that one thing that's not right, that one thing I don't have, that one challenge, that one problem, and forget about all the blessings that God has for me. All of the victories we have, and we have overcome. So it is vitally important when you're casting your cares on the Lord, you're learning how to rest and be careful for nothing, that you engage in prayer and just tell God how thankful you are. Around Thanksgiving time, we preached on finding your praise. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. It doesn't say for everything. Sometimes you got to find your praise. And no matter what you're going through, if you take inventory, you can look around and there the blessings far outweigh the burdens. I would have to admit that in my 20 years of service to the Lord, that the blessings outweigh the burdens. I look around my life and I see a forest of blessings. And if there's ever a time that there is something that is not moving out of my life, if there's that one thing that won't change, that one thing that is immovable, that one thing I see I don't want, then there's a reason for it. There's a reason I don't have it. There's a reason the challenge is there. And so this morning, let's focus. Let's focus on the blessings of the Lord. Verse number 7 says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we experience the rest here. The rest. Do all you can do, then leave it with the Lord. We must learn how to rest in the Lord. We constantly use our minds and hearts in everyday life. The Bible even gives reference to minds and hearts. Hearts and minds in verse 7. Think about it. We process with our minds and we feel with our hearts. And I want to tell you, you can testify, those two things are so hard to control. Is the processing of your mind and the feelings in your heart. Because each and every day we're either going to work, we're going to school, we're talking to people, we're doing all these things, we're processing and feeling, processing and feeling, processing and feeling, processing and feeling. Sometimes it gets exhausting. Processing and feeling. And sometimes we have a meltdown. We get so tired of processing and trying to get things perfect and trying to get them all sorted out, and everything becomes blurry and we have anxiety, and sometimes we just have a nervous breakdown. And it's from the processing and feelings. And there's times we get our feelings hurt. There's times where we don't feel good. There's things that are just not going our way. We wish we felt better. It's hard to move forward with processing and feeling. But the Bible tells us if we give it to the Lord and engage in prayer and remember how blessed we are, that there'll be a peace that doesn't make sense, that will guard our hearts and minds. There's been times where I would go to pray, and honestly, I just, we talked about last week, Hannah, and she moved her lips, but no words came out. Eli thought she was drunk. She was drunk from her troubles. There's times where I go and listen. There's times I don't even make it. I made reference to my prayer chair in my garage. There's times I don't make it to my prayer chair. Sometimes my prayer chair is in my Avalon. Sometimes my prayer chair is in my office. Sometimes my prayer chair is in the line at a Walmart, depending on how overwhelmed my heart and mind is. But it's during those times is when I've learned how to do my best resting. But there's times where I go into that. I can't utter a word. I can't even move my lips. I just have to say it with my heart. And I know the Lord Jesus hears me every time. But when I come to Him that way in brokenness, when I come to Him and when my mind and my heart is overwhelmed, and I truly, truly reach my wit's end, there is a peace to be found. And I think He wants us to remain at a place of keeping Him priority so that we won't have to get in such bad shape. You see what I'm saying? So there's a rest this morning. Don't turn here. I'll just give it to you as they come. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Lean not unto thine own understanding. 1 Peter 1:13, I love, talks about girding up the loins of your mind. The words gird up means to be prepared. Loins has to do with the strength from the thigh. But also there's the imagery of the long tunic in one of the Grecian games, the ancient games. The runner, if you were tried to run with a long tunic, it would get intertwined with the legs and would just trip up. So they had to gird up, tuck that long tunic in the waist belt, and then run. Gird up the loins of your minds, the strength of your minds. Gird up your minds, the strength, the capacity of strength that it can give. Gird up the loins of your minds. Be prepared. And then Ephesians 6:16 talks about the shield of faith. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Hearts and minds, you got to learn how to rest, because we got a life to live and God's will to fulfill. That's the message this morning. The three R's of life: rejoice, recognize, and rest. Father, we love You. We thank You. We praise You today for who You are and for what You do. Not only is this message for graduates, but it's for all of us. It's for all of us. Help us, Lord, to continue to learn how to live for You. And we'll thank You and we'll praise You for it in Jesus' name. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. If you need to come pray, I urge you to come on the first verse. Feel free to come this morning.
Holy.
To say,
have thine own way, have thine own way, search me.
Please feel free to come this morning. May I just want to come and say thank you, or
Master,
come and say help me. Still singing as they are here praying. If you need to come, you come. Do you know you're saved this morning? Do you know?
Help me, I pray.
Meet us in the altar if you're not.
Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine.
Just play softly, Brother Dave, for just a moment while we have some that are still praying this morning. And again, I hope that you know that you know that you know. Those watching on Facebook, I hope that you know that you know that you know that when you die, heaven to be your home. And if not, please do business with the Lord. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just want to make sure that that went out this morning. We thank you for coming. We're being conscious of these that are still praying. And hope that you enjoyed the service tonight. We'll be doing kind of an extension of the graduation theme. Tonight we're going to talk about forward through failure. Forward through failure. And believe it or not, I'm going to open up with an illustration, and we're going to talk about the Braves for a little while, Brother Jim.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the Braves. Now, I love the Braves. Y'all know that. I love the Braves, but they won the World Series in 2021, and what a story that was. So we're going to use that tonight as a object lesson, and to encourage us to move forward through failure. Brother Ceylon, while these are praying and finishing up, would you just give us an altar prayer at this time? Just pray for us, brother. Maybe there's someone else that needs to come. If you can, sir. o'clock, remember that, 4 o'clock choir practice, 5 o'clock Sunday night plus service downstairs. So it's a full day today. Anything else to mention before we close? All right. Thank you for coming, and we'll be just